I'm joined by Adam Lockwood after the fine 2-1 win at Macclesfield. Adam, I'll start with the obvious. It's been a long time coming. February 2016, the last time we won away at home. That was a great, solid performance today. You must be delighted.
Yeah, obviously a good side, Macclesfield. Look at the record over last month. And we all know how difficult that is at this level to do what they've been doing. But ultimately, I've got my confidence in, I said when I first took over, and I knew obviously we've made additions to the squad, and I want to make the squad stronger all the time. And I've got confidence whoever we play in this league, not taking anything away from Macclesfield. I think they're a good side. They cause you a lot of problems, move you about. And sometimes at this level, players panic, and when they're getting moved about, and I asked my lads at half time to stay relaxed, keep focused, and you learn you have to work extremely hard, and they made us work extremely hard today, and I'm just so proud of the guys, obviously for the club to put that hoodoo to bed a little bit, because when I look at some of the performances, some of the things have been taken out of his hands over the last couple of months, where we've been really hard done by. I don't know, you could look today, we got awarded two penalties, but we've had our fair share of bad luck and bad decisions and things like that. But I don't know, I'll have to have a look, see. They look pretty clear to me, but first and foremost, the passion and the spirit that we had amongst. There was some frustration, especially first half. I asked them to regroup at half time and think about what they're doing rather than getting caught up in the headlights. And they came out and different performance second half for me. Not just the way we sort of played, but in terms of the spirit and keeping the minds calm, and really pleasing.
Two goals for Michael Rankin, which was great, but also a debut for Derek Asamoah. It was a real impressive debut. Where did you pick him out of?
I've known of Derek a long time. Obviously, he's very experienced and been about. It's been a tough couple of weeks, non-stop on the phone, and like I said, I'm looking to improve the club in different ways. I can't speak highly enough of the club for the backing that they're giving me in terms of forward thinking and trying to change things at the club, and I want to do things the right way, and they're backing me all the way with that. And then obviously with recruitment, pick my targets, and speaking to players now, non-stop on the phone, like I said, long days, but yeah, he's come in and put a very accomplished performance, and I don't think he gave the ball away very much, and at times when we really needed him to take control, he did do. And also it just gives us that little bit of something different to what we've already got, and like I said, if I can strengthen the squad, I will do, and I'm sure that Derek will be a good addition.
And although it was a great result for us, results elsewhere didn't exactly go our way. It just goes to show what a battle we have on our hands, haven't we, at this juncture of the season.
Yeah, that's why I said, Macclesfield, it's a fantastic form they've been in, and they deserve a lot of credit for that, because we all know how difficult it is to put runs of games together, and for me it's about us, and we concentrate on us, and we were poor, not just in terms of ability, but when I took over and just things that were happening, and it's taken time to put sort of right, and I feel like we're getting there a little bit on a lot of things that I'm trying to put in place, and like I said, we're growing into it now, and I'd like us. I think we've got a lot more left in us, and I think we can keep improving, and hopefully we will do, and we'll work tirelessly to improve and be better, because I think we can be a lot better than what we actually are.
Thank you, Adam. Thank